Getting ready for the Green Tie Ball tomorrow night. Anna and I are hosting. We will be there. It's at Architectural Artifacts on the northwest side. It's in the Ravenswood area. It's a big, beautiful facility. I sound like Trump, but I said, big, beautiful facility, okay?
It'll be huge.
We're having a Rowan Anna rally there tomorrow night. a bunch of people in green ties, tuxedos, formal wear, if you will, with green ties.
It is.
And the lovely Violetta is going to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
And
I still don't have a dress.
It doesn't have to be green, though. We should just make sure everyone knows that.
Right.
You don't have to dress in green. It's just celebrating the green spaces of Chicago because that's what it raises money for, beautification.
But I still don't have a dress.
Gatewaygreen.org, by the way. If they want to buy some last-minute tickets, they are not inexpensive. It's $250 a pop, I think. Well, that's for the I think it's $250 and one. I don't even know. Yeah, go online. It's all right there.
Yes.
I think it's $750 and $250.
$750 and $250. Wow. Yeah. Look at you.
It includes everything once you're there, though, we should say. It's not like you go in and you have to pay for food and drink. It's you get it.
Yeah. But you can be rolling the VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Are you down with the VIP?
You know me. Yeah, you know me.
Down with the VIP? All
those are kind of my initials.
Yeah, that's what it, that is.
Kind of.
It is. The VP.
What's your middle? You don't have a middle.
Isabella.
A middle? Oh, my gosh.
Isabella?
Yeah, so it's VIP.
You really are a VIP.
Is it really Isabella?
It is.
Oh, my God, you really are VIP.
I'm a special person.
Oh, yeah. Just ask her. All right.
I love that.
All right. Hey, what sign are you, VIP?
I'm a Pisces.
You're a Pisces. Hey, KP, what are you?
A Taurus, no big deal.
Are you a KIP, too? Are you a Kip?
I'm a Capper.
Cap. K-A-P. That's Andrew, I'm going to guess.
Alexander the Great.
Alexander the Great.
Cap's right. Sort of taken in this town, so I'm not going to roll with that.
That's
right.
True.
So, all right. So, you got, what'd you say, Taurus?
Taurus, no big deal.
Taurus, yep. Okay. So Pisces, Taurus, what are you?
Leo.
Leo. And I'm a Gemini, and I'm not sure any of us are anything anymore. You know why? Larry Chupik is going to explain it from the Adler Planetarium.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi.
Now, Larry, okay, so basically modern science has ruined all of this hocus pocus about astrological signs. And, you know, it's about time that this actually happened because it turns out that, explain how this whole thing happened in the first place, because astrological signs are based on 12 different star signs, right?
Yes, they're star names, but they're actually directions 30 degrees apart in not the sky as such, but more or less along a band called the ecliptic, which is the Earth-Sun line.
Okay.
So there's always been those different constellations, 88 of them, for at least since 1922 when the boundaries were established.
All right. And it turns out that they were wrong and that there's actually – there's they missed one.
Well, again, you know, if have you looked in the sky and have you seen a big bear where the Little Dipper or Big Dipper are?
Sure. Let's go with that.
Of course,
so
yes.
It's your imagination, right?
Yeah.
So the pattern of stars is called an asterism. So let's say you see a triangle, that's an asterism. But a constellation would be many things. It could be a figure, let's say a bear or Orion the hunter. But then you have a dividing of the entire celestial sphere into 88 unequal parts, okay? And that was what was gerrymandered in 1922 by the International Astronomical Union.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you look back in 1922, they already had 13 constellations along that line I call the ecliptic, the sun line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But those are, it's different than saying, well, if you take even intervals, 12 times 30 is 360, that's a full circle, right?
Makes sense.
Oh, there's math. Uh-oh. Yeah.
But the patterns in the sky and those unequal 13 constellations actually are different sizes along the ecliptic because the stars are not going to be exactly 30 degrees apart, at least not the figures in the sky that are imaginary.
Okay.
So
now,
that's the reason.
All right. So now, okay, so if you, let's just get brass tacks. Let's just get this back to how it affects each and every one of us. So if you, because we're
reading the wrong horoscope?
We're
really?
Jamming, right. We're jamming something in between Sagittarius and Scorpio. Scorpio.
So who's affected here?
Yeah, well, I think that Ophiuchus is the one you're looking for.
Yeah, Ophiuchus,
so
yes.
He's got a really good name. Okay, Ophiuchus is the serpent holder.
And that's now a sign?
It's a sign. Yeah. It's in between Sagittarius and Scorpio.
Ophiuchus, right.
I think I know why some are bigger and some are smaller. It's just some people are more important, so they're, you know, like let's say the fish in the sky is going to be a lot bigger than, Kevin, what'd you say you were?
Tortoise, no big deal.
Yeah, the turtle.
The bull. That's the bull.
Oh, I thought it was a turtle. Tortoise?
No, that's the bull. What's he saying? Strong
Taurus.
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 The strongest.
Oh, my God.
I only know about the fish, okay?
Larry, sorry that you had to be here
for
this. Yeah, Larry, I know you went to 100 years of schooling for this.
But you know what's funny? NASA had to respond to all this because people were yelling at NASA on social media, and they're like, we have nothing to do with astrology. We do astronomy. They had to sort of make sure that everybody knew that.
Yeah, the only thing is that when they see things like that, they're really kind of like throwing the gauntlet down, right? And then all of a sudden everybody goes, wait a minute, I was born on this day. Doesn't that make me a different sign? Well, if the signs astrologically are equal sections of kind of like a fictitious guy, they don't really relate anyway. And not only that, by the way, the Earth not only is spinning and orbiting around the sun, it's also wobbling. So it's wobbling like a top slowing down, and that has changed the date of where the constellations of the zodiac are compared to where they were
the day you were born
1,000 years ago.
Yeah, and the and also based
changing things too.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to say one thing about this. I mean, it's very important. I don't believe in I don't believe any of it until I read my horoscope and I go, yeah, that pretty much describes me. And
I know,
so I want to ask you something, Larry. Now how many years of training did you get to? Are you a PhD, sir?
No, I'm not. I got a master's degree.
A master's degree? All right. So you went to college, went to a couple more years of this. You've been spending a lot of time staring at telescopes. You have to do mathematical equations. Do you read your horoscope?
I don't, but if it happens to fall in front of me, it's kind of like a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you read a fortune cookie, right? And if it's fun, that's great. But I just don't think that you should rely on this, you know, like to control your fate.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a game, it's fun, that's great. And astrologers, by the way, can be good advisors.
Sure.
If you have nobody else to go to, right? You know, you might go to
somebody.
Friend or a... You know, there's somebody to go to.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess so.
And,
and
maybe some people, you know, they want to use tarot cards or whatever, but don't expect that that's going to give you accurate answer. Yeah,
that's true. Although, I mean, I don't really believe in them, and when I do read them and there's like three sentences that totally apply, it freaks you out a little bit. It really does.
I did recently have a woman tell me, well, I can't date you because you're a Gemini.
Oh.
I actually did have, I was actually told that. Yeah.
Might have helped you too.
Yeah, but right, I don't know.
What you should have said is that, do you mean the tropical astrology Gemini, or do you mean the sidereal astrology Gemini? And that would have blown.
Wow, that's good, Larry. That's good. I don't know why I didn't
do
that.
That's what he's used in the science labs.
There you go.
Or else you could say, what if I'm Ophiuchus?
Yeah.
I'm an Ophiuchus.
What would you be, an Ophiuchial? What would you be?
Well, Ophiuchus, you would certainly be, I have no idea what it is in astrology, but you would be in a region of the sky that's just a little bit above the scorpion and the scorpion's claws.
So
you're at the front of the scorpion there.
So you're a meal, is what you're saying. You're a meal. You said, is it the shape of a bear? Is that what you said?
No, it's a giant holding a serpent, basically, and the serpent is going across from side to side, not up and down.
So it's like a serpent sign or a guy holding a serpent, a guy in control of a serpent?
Both. The guy holding the serpent.
Hello.
So this whole change, though, exactly. Larry, this whole change is really affecting Scorpios the most, isn't it? Because they're now Scorpios, you know, only like a few days long, November 23rd to November 29th. And then this it's only a few days, right? So then a lot of those people are transferred over to this Ophiuchus.
Yeah, I have no idea why that's the way it is in astrology.
Yeah.
But again, so if astrology is dividing the dates into 30 degrees of the sky, then it doesn't make sense that they're just 6 or 7 days long.
Let me tell you something, pal.
It should be all roughly a month.
Yeah, let me. Yeah, exactly.
25 days.
Yeah. Right, you can do, well, or 28 days, right? Because you go 4 weeks, 28 days, because then you get 13 cycles at 28 days.
Yeah,
right?
Roughly, yeah.
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 So, I mean, that's the way that goes. I don't know. Hey, you know what, Larry? You've spent way too much time in your life doing serious things to put up with this kind of crap. I'm going to just tell you.
He said the world's round, right?
Yeah, the world is round. The world is round? It is round, right? Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
You can actually, you know, when you have a lunar eclipse, you can actually see that the world is round by the shadow of the Earth on the moon.
Yeah. Oh. You know what else you can see, by the way, Violetta? You jumped out of an airplane, right? Did you see the curvature of the Earth when you jumped out of the airplane?
I did,
yeah. All right, so that tells you something. All right, Larry, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, don't forget to come to the planetarium because October 6th is a Star Trek night.
Oh.
Film. Remember the one where they saved the whales?
Yeah, sort of.
No.
That was like from 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's the Star Trek film. And we're going to be there. I'll be there. And we're going to explain the science behind it.
All right.
It's called real science. You get it? R-E-E-L.
I see. Science. As opposed to the not real science we're doing right here.
Yeah.
Hey, go to the Adler's website for that, right? Adlerplanetarium.org?
Absolutely.
All right.
And not only that, it's Museum Week from the 13th to the 23rd of October. So there'll be discounts in all the museums, primarily Chicago Park District Museums in Chicagoland.
That's awesome.
I love that.
We have the best museums.
Right. Isn't that great?
That is the best. And the Adler is the best. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you so much for calling.
God, I'm so happy there are people like Larry in the world.
Yeah.
I think I have to get to that museum week.
It's so much fun. Oh, gosh. I've been spending a lot of time in the
museums. Here's your horoscope, Anna.
Okay.
You're in a positive frame of mind today. Your future is so bright, you need shades.
You need shades.
Short trips will delight you.
Oh.
Likewise, you will enjoy schmoozing with siblings, relatives, and daily contacts because you want to converse with others in a lighthearted, upbeat way. Cheers.
Well, that's all positive because sometimes they talk about impending doom that you're not quite aware of yet. So that's what scares you. What do you got?
Let's see. For me, I am TGIF, baby. This is a fun Friday for Geminis. Make plans to partay, slip away on many vacations, flirtations, social occasions, sports events, activities. I'm doing all that. With kids, I'm doing that. With will all be fun experiences for you. You'll feel hopeful about your future and ready to celebrate. Oh, that's never true, but okay. Let's see.
But the socializing and the whole thing, it's true.
What did you say?
Pisces.
Pisces. I know. She's annoyed now that I don't remember. She's just that kind of.
And yours didn't change, did it? No, yours didn't change.
This is a good day to request a bank loan.
Yes.
To borrow something from someone else or to get a mortgage. Oh, let's call David Hochberg.
I have to go. I only have a couple minutes before the bank closes.
Seriously, hey, we don't have any time.
Get Hochberg on the phone. She didn't even need a mortgage. She didn't have anything to.
I don't have a house. Yeah. I'm not buying a house.
This is also a romantic, sexy day. Wow.
What?
And it's a party day. You can't go wrong, it says. I think that's not true.
That's not true.
That is definitely not true. All right. And here's it for Taurus, for Muscle Man.
No big deal.
Yep. This is a great day for your job or anything related to your work. It's a good day to look for a job.
What?
I'm just reading this. I'm reading this from my own notes. This is not actually in the paper.
Let me see that. Are you sure?
It's also a good day to solicit help from coworkers because people will be supportive. Wow. Work-related travel is also likely.
Okay, that's where it freaks
you
out. No, that freaks you guys out. Those are the moments I'm talking about.
Was a moment because we can't talk about it right now.
And you both also had the short trips.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, that's true.
Why is it not in my horoscope? I don't want a mortage.
That's weird.
Violetta, why don't you do the WGN Traffic Travel Spots?